Phoenix Audio present.
Alvin Journeyman by Orson Scott Card. Calvin was about fed up, just this close to walking up to Alvin and something. Punching him in the nose, maybe. Only he tried that afore, and Alvin just caught him by the wrist and gripped him with those damn blacksmith muscles, and he says, "Calvin, you know I could always throw you. Do we have to do this now?" Alvin could always do everything better. Or if he couldn't, then it must not be worth doing. Folks all gathered around and listened to Alvin's babbling like it all made sense. Folks watched every move he made like he was a dancing bear. Only time they noticed Calvin was to ask him if he would kindly step aside so they could see Alvin a little better. Calvin leaned against a big old maple and then hunkered down in the grass and looked out over Father's land. The house, the barn, the chicken coops, the pig pen, the mill house. Did the wheel ever turn in Father's mill anymore? The water passed useless through the chase. The wheel leaned forward but never moved, and so the stones inside were still too. Might as well have left the huge millstone in the mountain as to bring it down here to stand useless while Big Brother Alvin filled these poor people's minds with hopeless hopes. Alvin was grinding them up as surely as if he had put their heads between the stones. Grinding them up, turning them to flour, which Alvin himself would bake into bread and eat up for supper. He may have apprenticed as a blacksmith all those years in Hat Rack River, but here in Vigor Church, he was a baker of brains. Thinking of Alvin eating everybody's ground-up heads made Calvin feel nasty in a delicious kind of way. It made him laugh. He stretched his long, thin legs out into the meadow grass and lay back against the trunk of the maple. A bug was scampering along the skin of his leg, up under his trousers.